This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all this week. So, Jeff, you had brought this up a little bit earlier. P. Mitch had gotten a text about it from people. I saw PFT commenter. It also tweeted about it. So the new digs that have been dropped, the new unis that have been dropped today, the guys that have been featured that you've seen, All-Pro Revo, obviously Jaden, Zach Ertz, you've seen Bobby Wagner. Everyone immediately goes and looks and says, well, where the heck is 17? Where's Terry McLaurin? You said just they shot these videos, these pictures, what, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, picture day.
So he wasn't there for picture day, so that's why he's not featured in these things. The question, though, is at what point do you get with Terry McLaurin here with the contract stuff where you feel like you do need to start worrying, where you feel like there's maybe something actually going on here? 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, at what point do you start worrying about the Terry McLaurin contract situation?
When they're playing and he's not.
I mean, so are you talking week one or training camp?
I'm talking about games. I've seen people hold out until the week of the season starting and stuff like that. So I'm not going to be worried. To be honest with you, I'll ask the question. If you worry, is it going to help out anything? No. So, I mean, I've learned other people's money and how they negotiate, I'm not worried about all that. If he's on another team, I'm pissed. But then you'll get over it. But I'm not worried about it at this point. I mean, hell, I got too much stuff to worry about in my own damn life to be worried about that. I'm worried about somebody else who's about to go make my $37 million. No. I love Terry. You know, I love this team. They'll get over it. They'll figure it out.
I think that they're going to get this figured out. And I think the thing about this is when we're looking at the numbers of what they're talking about, I think now is the time that you can quote-unquote overpay for Terry. When you look at how Jaden's contract is going to be, he's going to be cheap by quarterback standards for the next 4 years. You know, when they pick up that fifth-year option, you've got three more years. They're going to pick up that fifth year, so you've got four more years of Jaden Daniels being on an affordable rookie contract. That's kind of the time frame that you're looking at for Terry, the next 3 to 4 years, right? That's kind of what you're looking at this season and 2 to 3 more after that. So
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, but I think they're looking at more than just Terry, though. There may be other people coming up, and I think they want to try to make things feasible for them. And he has to try to make it best for him, too. But I don't know that it ever becomes easy. And one thing JP and I always talk about, pressure makes things get done. Like burst pipes. And I believe the closer it gets, then the deal gets done.
And we're getting closer. I mean, July 18th is when the rookies report. July 22nd is when the veterans are going to report. So we'll see if they get onto the training camp practice field. Do you think they get it done before training camp starts, which is
That's
just
my
under
hope
2 weeks?
And belief. But I just think that, like the worrying, people worry that it didn't get done, that it's not done. Then it gets done. Then they start discussing, why didn't it get done? I'm not going through all that. We're going to figure it out. Keep moving.
What do you think the number is that he's looking for? So, just, again, the context
He want to be treated fairly. I mean, if you look at his production over the years and how things have happened, he should be somewhere up there by DK Metcalf.
I agree. So, Ja'Marr Chase is at 40.25. He's number one by far. Justin Jefferson's at 35. CeeDee Lamb's at 34. DK's at 33. AJ Brown's at 32. Two more or three more guys over the $30 million threshold. Amon-Ra is just over $30 million. Brandon Ayuk and Tyreek Hill are both at $30 million. What I think is interesting is we played the Adam Schefter stuff when he was on with Pat McAfee last week, and that felt more like speculation. But the stuff that he had to say was Terry's camp is looking at the DK contract saying we need that around 33. Versus the commander side is looking at a guy like a Chris Godwin who got 22, or
but he got 22 when the salary cap was lower.
Yeah, exactly. So Mike Evans around 20, and I just don't see how I don't see it being that big of a divide. I think that Terry's going to get over 30, and so to me, if you're willing to go over 30, then why wouldn't you be willing to go to 33, even to 34, somewhere around there? I'd be willing to give to Terry McLaurin. I think he was good enough for that. And I think that he's going to be good enough throughout the entirety of the contract. They're not signing him to a six-year deal. They're signing him to a couple of extra years. So you're looking over the next 3 to 4 years. I think he's going to be able to be effective enough. And he's so important to this locker room and this team.
I think the situation comes down to this. They probably do a three-year extension. And I believe that the third year is the one that's caused the most issues. I also feel that when a team is trying to sign someone, they don't think like you or any other fan, like, yeah, he deserves it. Give it to him. They think like, oh, if we can get him to sign it for this,
well, yeah,
we can get a few more people on this, to sign. We get other guys on the team, and we may have to sign somebody else. But this is what happens. We watched Brandon and Ayuk go through it too when he was right up there.
By the way, you mentioned Ayuk. He got 30.
Yeah. So I don't think he's done. And people keep saying, I know the age thing pops in. But Terry came into this league a little older than guys normally come into the league. So him being close to 30 is not like another guy that came in at 20, 21, and he's at 30.
Yeah, and you haven't seen any fall off in play. Matter of fact, you've seen him get better and better.
Yeah, and I just think that. You got to go through it. I mean, everybody goes through it eventually.
Yeah, and this is also going to be his last big paycheck. So sometimes people immediately go, oh, well, he should take a friendly paycheck. And come on.
You know, I hear people say that I want to put the head under the tire. That's why I run over it. Because you ain't going to take a paycheck. You're going to take a pay cut in your damn. You're not going to just take a hometown discount at your job. Why? I understand how people always could tell somebody what they should do with their money.
So looking at, I'm trying to see if I can find this poll yesterday. So Hogs Haven put out a poll yesterday, and there are about 700 votes from it, and said thoughts on the Terry extension as of 2 days ago. And they had four options. Fully plays out the last year of his contract. It'll get done before camp. It's done before the season ends. So either before, you know, during training camp or during the season, or he's traded. The results were 3.2% say it fully plays out this last year of his contract. An overwhelming majority, 82.7%, said it's going to get done before camp. 8% said it's going to get done before the season ends. 6% say he's traded. So over 90% think this contract.
I like over 90% being more positive.
Yeah, and I think that most people just assume that this thing's going to get done. And I basically, you know, until I hear otherwise.
I will tell you what, Jeff is the worst. Jeff is the one dude that he's the most worrying guy in the damn world.
No.
And every time I look at his face, he annoys me because I know he's going to be worried. He is a true fanboy. God.
Now, look. The only reason why I told y'all, I'm gonna be worried until this thing gets done. But if it don't get done by camp and Terry say I'm sitting out for camp, my heart is gonna be beating out of my chest. That's just all it is. Do I have faith we get it done? Yes, but to me, and I know my word does not mean anything to the powers over there, I want it done before camp. Because I don't think Terry would, you know, not play to his full potential because of pain. Like, I don't put that. But I would hate, God forbid, knock on wood, I would hate for something to happen to him while they're still negotiating his contract, because of the fact that he has shown us that he deserves it, one. And two, back to the age thing. Smoot said something to me last year that stuck with me as I watched Terry play. He said, Terry has not lost a step, and he has something called breakaway speed. He said, dude, the only time you see Terry get caught is when he's trying to track a ball down. But if that ball is in his hands and he's running away from a defender, he's not getting caught. So it just need to get done ASAP.
Yeah, I think the idea to me is if it gets to training camp, to Jeff's point.
Jeff Too Worry is what I'm going to start calling him. I know Jeff Too Funny.
Yeah, you can call me worried. That. I'm sorry. Jeff That's Too me. Worried. I'm sorry.
God.
But honestly, though, if it gets to training camp and then he's holding out, which I would assume that he does if he doesn't get a contract by then, that's when it'll kind of, okay, now there's a little bit of a flag going up. But
you know
for
what?
Me right now,
that's
I
what
worried.
I'm worried about it, Toby. I'm not going to worry about it now. If it gets to that point, then I'll deal with it then. I don't believe in having arguments or discussions or over worry about anything more than once.
So to me, here's the thing. The facts of this. Terry McLaurin is a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. Fact?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think that just about everybody's on board with that, even nationally. Terry McLaurin is incredibly important to the Washington Commanders on and off the field. Fact.
Fact.
Terry McLaurin has not said one word about the contract situation.
Fact. And guess who else hadn't said a word? Adam Peters.
The only time Adam has said anything about this
was that he wanted to make him a commander for life.
Is that he wants to make him a commander for life. Fact.
So we
all the stuff
are
coming out,
our minds of all the speculation.
Yeah, all the stuff coming out sounds like agents speak. It sounds like, but I think
the agent
is
supposed to speak.
B. Mitch, I think there's a legitimate frustration that there's no way to know what's going on in Ashburn from these insiders. I think there's a legitimate frustration that they're looking at, like,
so
man, we used to be able to report all this stuff.
So you know what they do? They start throwing stuff out there to get us to talk about it. And then everybody go back to the place where they find the source and they get click, 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 click. They're getting paid off of us. Worrying. So that's why I'm not here to help nobody get no more money. If I'm not getting the money, to hell with everybody else.
800-636-1067. Let's get out of the phone lines. At what point do you worry about Terry getting this contract done? Let's get out to Crazy Drew. Drew, what's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, guys. First of all, I believe Terry's going to get signed, and I would suspect that the holdup right now is about the number of years and how much is guaranteed, not in the how much per year number, you know, because 1 year difference is a lot. But I have a little bit different concern about the timing of Terry and whatnot. And it's because I need to update the wrap on the van because it's starting to fall apart. I got an old Redskin van with, and it had Trent Williams and Brian Kerrigan on it. And so I want to make it a Commander van, or at least put the W on. I love the new uniforms that came out, so I can put those, the alternate uniforms on and Jaden on. And I was thinking about putting Terry on the van. So my question to you guys is, you know, do I have to wait until the deal's announced? Is it certain enough, or do we got to go a different way with that?
I would say that there's a 99.9% chance that Terry McLaurin is suiting up in burgundy and gold. So I would do it. I would do it.
So if you were thinking that there were two players that were the face of this franchise for the next few years, obviously Jaden's one. Who would be the other one?
Well, it's Terry. It's Terry until Terry's not here anymore. It's Terry.
I got to get this deal done because the last thing I was going to put Kirk Cousins on way back when, and I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't. I didn't do it for
a lot
of reasons.
Let me put it this way.
But
I was more worried that the first time his contract came up years ago that he wasn't going to stick around than I am now. You agree with that?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think that it's better group now around him. So I would hope that they keep it around.
This is also his best opportunity. I think there's negotiations going on. Each side has some push and pull, and I think they're eventually going to find that happy medium before training camp starts. Appreciate the phone call, Drew. Let's get out to Terrell in Capitol Heights. What's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Ain't too much. First of all, I think y'all overreacting on the Terry situation. Granted, you know, he's put in a lot of work for the organization. Fought his heart out during the bad times. I think he should get compensated for that. But outside looking in, if you put Terry on any other team, would he be a number one receiver?
Yes.
Yes, he would be.
100%.
Will he be a number one receiver for?
I can find you. I can find you. I can maybe find you three or four teams.
But this is you're throwing out something. The thing about it is you don't have just one receiver on the team. You have two. So if you put him on the Giants, maybe not. You put him on what's it called maybe. But you know what? You put other people on other teams too. They won't be number one receivers either. So what's your point?
Yeah, but for the money aspect of it, I don't think they're going to fulfill that 30. He might get mid 20, but I don't think he's going to walk him.
If you're going mid 20s, he's playing somewhere else next year.
My thing is, y'all say he's a top 10 receiver.
He is.
Outside of this area, put him on what team would he be a number one receiver on? Besides the low 500 teams.
I don't think I buy that.
Playoffs last year that he would start for as the number one receiver.
He started for a team that went to the NFC Championship as the number one receiver. Let's look around. He'd be the number one receiver for the Buffalo Bills. He'd be the number one receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. He'd be there with Nico Collins for the number one receiver on the Houston Texans. He'd be the number one receiver on the Kansas City Chiefs. He'd be the number one receiver on the LA
Chargers.
Would be. The guys ahead of him.
Do you agree that Terry can take the top off of defense?
Yes.
I believe he can. He took it off last year. He scored 15 touchdowns last year. He took a lot of them off the top.
Do you agree that he has.
Are you a Commanders fan, dude?
All day long, B. Mitch.
But I'm saying, why do everybody try to just downgrade him? Because of what does he have to do? Last year he had over 1,000 again and 15 touchdowns. Did you not see that?
I seen it. I'm just saying, speaking on the payment issue.
No, see, what happens is we get caught up in the hype of players and not the production. The dude produces as a number one receiver, no matter how you want to put it, where you want to put it at. And then let's be real. My man Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, they throw the ball so damn much, he should have all the yards he gets. If we threw the ball, if we threw the ball as much as they do to Terry, he'll have 1,600 yards as well. But we don't throw the ball like that all the time.
I mean, the guys at the top of this list in terms of AAV are Jamar Chase. I'll give you that Chase is better than Terry. Justin Jefferson, I'll give you JJ. CeeDee Lamb, sure, we can have that conversation. I'll give you CeeDee. AJ Brown, I'll give you AJ Brown. I think he's in that same tier as Amon-Ra. I think he's better than DK Metcalf. I think he's better than Ayuk.
I'm not going to just say he's better. I'm not going to say AJ's just better than him. AJ has a legitimate backup. I mean, a legitimate 1B on his team and a running back. So he cannot get doubled. Terry is on the team with no other people, and he does. He has production time and time again. So for those that say he's not a number one receiver, that's why I tell you to kick rocks, because 100%. He don't have the help the rest of the guys have. If Terry had T. Higgins on the other side, hell, he'll be a much better receiver there too.
Yes, 100%. Come on, man. And no one is arguing that A.J. Brown's not worth $32 million, right? Is anybody in Philadelphia calling in a WIP and saying that A.J. Brown's not worth $32?
It's probably one person.
There's probably some idiot that says it. But I don't get it around here. There's people, plenty of people that are diehard fans will call in and say Terry's not that good. What are y'all watching? What are you watching? What are we missing?
Because
I don't get it.
Just like when Art Monk was playing here, people said the same stuff. Because Art Monk scored his touchdown, went to the sideline. Scored his touchdown, went to the sideline. He didn't dance and do everything to bring attention to himself. So people see that as a guy not being as good because he's not flamboyant. The object for me is not what you do after you score.
What you do.
It's the fact that you score.
Yes.
And you do it over and over again. So, how it goes.
It's just crazy to me. 800-636-1067. I want to talk about Terry McLaurin. At what point do you get worried about his contract situation? And if you don't think he's a top 10 receiver, then what the heck are you thinking? To be Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.